Shir Chaf Gimel Bava Kama continued. Tez Zayin Cheshvan Hey Tov Shemem Gimel on November 2nd, 1982 on Tuesday continued.
That it's inclusive with Nezek because of discussion. What he says
Tosfot Daf Vav says inclusive.
It's interesting. We see. That's also a right. Now, I said before that there are two mechayim in Olam Hamazik, in the Chayim. One is the mindset, and another mechayim is the spirit of all of negligence. The same mechayim that in Olam Hamazik, in Shea, in Bey, in Leish, and so on. So, now, the mechayim of the mindset applies only to other mechayim, Mamesh, or if you should wake up on it, but Pishay Adon. What does Pishay Adon mean? If he didn't even watch against the Ruach Mitzvah. But if he watched against the Ruach Mitzvah, Shmira Pusah, but not against the Ruach Mitzvah, he didn't watch Shmira Muro, then we only have the Chayyab of Shmira Zvukhe, not for the Malzai. Now we see here, the thing so far, Odom Shalom Kaponah is also Mechuyen Ha'udvah. Exhibitions, but Tzah, Vipu Shemes here. But what kind of shloim kavono is nechuyev? Tzar dipu sheves, only if he didn't watch in the shmir on the pusuk. But if he watched against shmir, he watched shmir on the pusuk. He didn't watch shmir on the pusuk. So then he's on the chayim nezik. Not tzar dipu sheves. Why? What's the pshat? The pshat is that in so far as the rest of the love of God are concerned, tzar, sheve, dipu, sheves are concerned, they are the chayim of the maizah. So if you watch Shmira Puso, there is no Mechayu, or the Ons of the Patron. But Nezek, besides the Mechayu for the Maizai, there is the Mechayu of negligence. And what is considered negligence? If you didn't watch Shmira Muro. So Mele, if he's no foul, Rabbi says, no foul, Marisha Gagur, Hashem, and Mitzuyo. So there is no, so Ons of the Patron. But he's required to exercise Shmira Muro. Since he didn't exercise against the Ruach Mitzvah, he's still negligent. V'izi kubinich chayra nezek. Because from nezek there is a mechayim of Shmira Zvukhe. But as far as Tzar Dibu Sheves is concerned, there is no mechayim. There is no mechayim for Shmira Zvukhe. Only the Ma'aseh, since he's a nonus, he's not from Adam to Ruach Mitzvah. So he's a nonus. Onus Rahman Parfait. And Shmira Zvukhe is only for Nezek, not Tzar Dibu Sheves. Because it's not a nonus. So it's high for Maizeh. But Peishes is for, Peishes there is special for Sakoso. Only if he's Nishab. The Nisapi Chayyab Abba Peishes. Time in Mashmo Shemena, Vishiruch Yodo in Gidea Shiyaziko, Patan Rui Ba Biaziko, Rui Ba Wachim Shishab Ba Hazik, Abba Peishes Nishab Ba Baish. So Peishes says here, So this is visualized as an unusual situation. Let's say here is a baby, and here another one was standing, and another one, a woman was standing, and Shimon was standing. And Shimon was also a little bit at a distance from the baby. And then Ruben showed me Kapone. So he started to move. So the middle he pushed him. But it takes, let's say, 30 seconds from the time that the Odom Hanitcha, the pushed person, let's say, who really pushed him? So So it takes 30 seconds from the time that the pushing was done until the time he falls into the veil. But after he started to push, he realized he pushed him, and he was still in a position to grab him and prevent Shimon's falling in the veil. But he took it easy, even though he realized that Shimon is going, his destiny, to fall into the veil unless he'll grab him. As he was falling, he had an opportunity to grab Shimon and prevent Shimon's falling into the veil. He didn't do it. So in such a case, he's considered as hard. In other words, he didn't care. He was aware of the fact that he's going to fall into the veil, except if he'll grab him. He'll take a hold of his garment and push it. He was already falling into the veil, but he could have grabbed his garment and pushed him from the veil so that he wouldn't fall to the bottom of the veil. He could have saved him. So Tetzel says that Mendigo is considered Mishal. He's considered Mishal. Tetzel Dabor doesn't give that the key there. Why? Because apparently Tetzel Dabor knows that even in that case he wouldn't be highly obligated. Why? There is a special Tetzel. The Azikob Yibushon, actually Mishavim Levaish. And if he's Mishavim Lahazikim, though he's not Mishavim Levaish, so he's also considered like Mishavim Levaish. So the question is, what does it mean? Vinches requires Kabbalah. Does it mean that the Maisiah has to be done with Kabbalah? Or it implies, it says Akosu, that the Gavre has to be in Mishavim. So that's not it. Tesis that law doesn't give that opinion. Why does the Tesis that law give that opinion? Because in that situation too, according to Tesis that law, he wouldn't be highly gracious. Let's say, if I stand near a person, and then I move around, so then I push it. So, Shimon, I move away, and I inadvertently, I push away. I move, so I push it. So Shimon started to fall, but I can still take a hold of his garments or his feet and prevent his fall. But I didn't do it. So I am amazed. I am amazed. But the Maisa Hezek was done not amazed, was enjoyed. Because after all, now I'm completely passive, I don't do anything. I can even start saying healing. I don't do anything. But the Gavre seems I was in a position to save him, to grab him by the feet, by the pants, by the shoes, and save him from falling to the bottom of the pit. So I am the Gavre is amazing. But the Maaseh was done, Shalom. So takes it up on holds the Zerasakosub of the Zikom in Bushov, Achis, Habon, Flies. The Maisa Hezek is Shalom. If the Maisa Hezek is Shalom Kabbalah, but the Gavre is amazing, he's not higher than the Jesus. And this is that in Guru holds no. It only implies that if the Gavre is a Shalom Kabbalah, so then there is no real basis. But if the Gavre is amazing, even though the Maisa Hezek was not done in Kabbalah, not amazing, he's still coming. That's the matter between Tetzel Dabor and Tetzel Dafni. Alright. Now. Rabbi the Baruch Hashem, Vasui Odi Tanya. Vasui Odi Tanya, Kolo Mishon Vopinski, Vilosein, 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 I dav to vilu bim rabbi mishmur al lebe. Ma ish to vilu tchul tatsi osu nezi kom ben mishmur osu yalecho. Hanu name tchul tatsi osu nezi kom ben mishmur osu yalecho. El lo laf ke minu mishmur da rabbi mishmur bim rabbi mishmur bim rabbi mishmur. Hanu bim rabbi mishmur bim rabbi mishmur bim rabbi mishmur. Ma li bim yashchein shalu yko shuz. Because he had no business, did he bim. Tema bahane yko shuz. I am allowed to let the shale go, but I have to watch it. He should be magic, but it doesn't mean that the Torah requires an owner of the shale to back up the shale and not to let him go out. So shale, ma'u shale shechim da'ar kelo yorach la'azik. He's not expected to accomplish it. We really hire a believer in that Hashem must listen. So we are now basically we are saying when a matzav of beir and chayir. Now again, so according to the Rosh Hashanah, since in final analysis it is beir, it operates as a beir as a kohen. But we have to resort to the opposite from chayir in order to refute the pirch. Malik beir shachin shem the shoes. But in final analysis it's Beya, so it is only subject to the limitations of Beya, but not the limitations of Shea, of Beya and Shea. And the Hishna Bimol, even though in fact in its essence the Hezek the Mazik operates and functions as a Beya, as it called. But since it's reduced from both, so it is subject to the limitations of both. Rabbi Omar Asuyovita, a case of regulation of Pusha's Rabbi, but on Shah. No, so it's my not to say no, this is a case. We know for this has man be sick, but la has man higher, hey, he got after a baby rabbin, she was a baby. My is to be a zeki more to she was a lecho, had a man of zeki more to she was a lecho. You know, after William, she would have a woman in baby or not, no. Had a baby, lay on that to woman, the little baby, baby. Mal be a shirt because that's your son is a baby, your baby is your son is a shame. Now let's see the case. So, what does Rabbi say? The Nazar Sheben Lishne is Malbe, the massive of case of Yom Shalom to Mishazarab. Now the question is, what kind of a hezek are we dealing with? Are we dealing a case of Yom Shalom to and as they were falling down, as the branch of the tree or as the stones dropped from the kesel, the bricks dropped from the kesel, they were magic, or lahashmoch. Now, if it's lahashmoch, then definitely it is there. Nothing. But the question is, it's magic bahabiluchon. What kind of. So we learned it out. From Beya and Shem. So does the Gemara have reference to a Hezek of the case of the Yoruah perpetrated? We are Hashanofu or Behabu? So this is discussed. Hanabi, the Hezek of the Yoruah is the case of the Yoruah Mishas and Pimabu. But the Hoch and Dam of the Beya, the Mikoma Hoch and Balik 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 so still the Gemara learns it out from Beir and Sheir. And if it's from Beir and Sheir, so it means that according to the Hoshite, it has all the dinim of Beir. According to Mishnah Beir Shite, it is subject to limitations of Beir and Sheir. But not Eish. Eish man chashle. Eish is not even mentioned here. So no one would say that case of Hilo and Shenofu, Viziku Vishas Nifure, so that it should be put up a tongue. Why should it be to the Yeshna Bill? Yeshna Bill only say that if something is reduced from Tumulandi, it is subject to limitations of what? If something is reduced from the Yerubayim, so it's put on Kirim and it's put there on tongue. But here is deduced from Beir and Sheir, not age. And once we say that Rabbina has reference to a hezek that occurred Bishas Nefilas, a case of the Yom, so that means that even if the hezek occurred in the course of the Nefilas, which is very similar to age, so it does not have the meaning of age, it only has the meaning of Beir, whether it is subject to limitations of Sheir too. That depends upon the machlekes between the Rosh and the Mishnah. But age not. So Tisa says, the only thing to do, אלא מה זה בקן תאי, ונראה זה בהם זה כלכם וכיווה, נעמם מוצא עליה, ופה תבוא לשאלו, וכדי שלומרים על בורב שנופלו, או יונו לא יוכל לסאו ככל כך מהיר, ועוד הוא כתוב נוסלו זמן לסאו כדי פליסים משום בית כפילו כפנה ממהיר, ונוסלו זמן לא כתוב מסתור פליסיקום, והשתו עושה שאלו, ודם הוא לבי עוד פלילו יש, אבל גם אם שעשו פלילו יש לבי צור, יש לבי עיר, דימי שחול במשים כאחר אמור הבא, ומבי חול כמה שמתחוץ עצויות נזק, אלו הקמתי מייסים לבי עיר, משום בהת בלחד הפלילה, אלו מייסים כלל יש על הבא. So this is it, that Rabinus member has reference to both situations. It has reference to the case of the case of the one that perfectly has it, Bishasnukil. And it has reference to the case where perpetually it has a lachan. So, Tensa says that in view of the fact that it, in the case where the hezek is done, lachan, so then it is certainly a total obey and couldn't be totally obeyed. So, mele, in the case where the hezek is occurs, vishasnukile, so you are also midamed to bear an average. So it's not highly famous. Now, the Rosh mentions in the name of Tensis, the Rosh mentions in the name of Tensis, the name of Tensis, the Tensis says foolish and says exhaustion. In the case, where the case of the Yuva Lamazi, which asked the Pure whether the Hilub is Tadeish or the Hilub is Misadeh. So the Tel Shmuel says, our Tensis does not mention exhaustion. So apparently the Rosh had in other cases. So you can let us mention such a shit as Rishayim, that they are preset from Baal and Jaila. So, only as reference to the cadence of the Hezek that was perpetrated Lacham Pile. But Bishasna Pile, then it's Mitzadeish. Then it's Mitzadeish. But our thesis is a different thesis. It's not a thesis that the Rosh mentioned. The Rosh mentions in the name of thesis, it's talking to Rishayim. And then the Rosh is chemical thesis and says that even in the case where the hezek occurs, Bishasna Pila, it's still there. And the Rosh says the same thing that our thesis says. Anyway, so that means there is a machlokes of the Rosh. And in the case where the case of Yulon perpetrate the hezek, Le'acham Pila, then all the Rishayim agree that it's Be'er. Because the Gemara, the Rabbina deduces it from Be'er and Jaya. So then if it's totally machleket between the Rosh and the Mishnah Din, whether it is subject to the limitations, the Pturim of Sheh also or not. But essentially, it's certainly Be'er, Lachat, if it's easy Lachat. But Tensa Shikin and the Rosh means that even the Hezekiah's Bishas, so it's also Chayim Zandeh. And Tensa says like this. אבל גם לשעת פילה יש לבני צירי איש כבקריה, דימי איש חולוב במשים כאחר המורבי, ומבי חולוב במשים כרס עשויות סוג מזה, אבל מכר דימה יש לבניה, משום בהת דלח לפילה, אין לבני צי כלל איש אלו מבני. So maybe it's better than that age. And the Rosh mentions a subject basis. The Rosh mentions that maybe it's age also. But our basis holds is definitely big. Even though it could be, it is, and it is similar to H also in one respect, but it is similar to B also. And this says, even though H is Hilech Mazik, and B is not Avagad B Hilech Mazik, the Hilech Mazik, יש לנו למה מבאר, יורד יפצי בידו, שאין לכם מזיקים, מבאר שאין לכם מזיק, לא רד מכם. So the question arises, מה אפשר? So then, every age should be נכון מסדר לו. Now, there is a look here, age is part of a tongue. Bear is not part of a tongue. So, if we adapt, this is longness. Just because it's in a chumazik, and bear is not in a chumazik, it's not lower. The chumazik, it has an edict. So every age should be chayav paton on the basis of this longness. Because the answer is true, it's odd. But that's not bayah. Beir is not in the Chumashi. Otherwise, if we say that the fact that it's in the Chumashi does not prevent it from being considered Beir, so then every age should be high for Tov. Because the author, the only fact is they share the Chumashi. So this doesn't mean that just because that every age can be considered Beir. If every age can be considered Beir, so Adonai Sakim and Masori, Shemichon Bereshgane, Binotro, Mithiko, Mishastifure, should be Chayim Potom. Should be Chayim Potom. Just as case of Yivon is Chayim Potom. So what is the Pshat cases? When Tesa says, Avagad Beir and Eilech Vahazim, ואילו הלכת ומזיקים, יש לנו עולם גם מבייר, דעות יחס ידעו שהלכת ומזיקים, מבייר של הלכת ומזיקים, אלו מזיקים. What's the chat? But it's not age, it's not bayer. It is age. It's not bayer. How can we consider bayer? Because the fact that it's hilach mazik, the case of the world, that's no chizon. So then every age should be no chizon in bayer. Should be chulav is a beer too, but beer of mishamanu, that every age there should be a chulav of beer also, because of the slore, the only effective to do shayot of mazik in beer shayot of mazik. So what's the challenge? And what the challenge says, since it has in love this age, it has in love this beer, but since in the case of Aham, so then it's not similar to age, altogether, only the beer. Anyway, the headache that occurs, Bishas, anyway. So it also considered it as beer. Just because Lachan Kiru is beer. So, because of that, so Bishas, the Kiru should also be beer. But Bishas, the Kiru, one Bishas. What does one headache to do with the other head? Now, the usual beer. The usual beer has two characteristics. The usual beer. First of all, beer is distinguished from all other mazikim. That's it, from age. Because age is hizik and beer is huzak. It's huzak. That's one distinguishing feature of beer. It's huzak, not hizik. Then there's another distinguishing feature of beer. Because in age, or in Sheria, or any mazik. So the mazik comes to the mizik. The mazik comes to the mizik. In Beira, the Beira stays in its place. The mizik comes to the mazik. He falls in. He goes to the Beira and he falls in. He steps on a level and he trips. So who goes to whom? The mizik goes to the mazik. But in age, no other mazik. The mazik goes to the mizik. I mean, in other mazik, the mazik goes to the mizik. In Beir, the mizik comes to the mazik. To the mazik. So it's two characteristics, two essential features, two attributes of Beir. Number one peculiarity of Beir is that whereas all other maziki, so it's hizik, Beir is huzak. Another peculiarity of Beir is that whereas all other maziki, so the mazik comes to the nizek by Beir, the nizek comes to the mazik. The mazik stays in its place. And the nizek comes to the mazik. Now, in the case of Hakinsel, the Oyibon, Shenotu, Pinziko, Bishasin Pure, so then, Lachan Pure, then it has both peculiarities, both attributes of Beir. Lachan. But if it's the case of Leon falls, the wall falls down. So it has one attribute of Beir. It has the attribute of Beir that just as Beir, so the Nizek comes to the Mazik, here too the Nizek comes to the Mazik. I walk near a wall, and I walk over to the wall, and then all the stones, the bricks, fall down upon me. So I'm the Nizek, and the case of the Yuan, which has the feeling is the Mazik. Who walks to whom? The Nizek walks to the Mazik. So it has the same attribute as regular Bayer. The Nizik walks in mud. But Bayer, the regular Bayer, has two attributes. The Nizik walks in the mud, but it's Uzak. Here, Bishas and Pima, it's not Uzak, it's easy. So this is what this is saying. Regular, every age could not be considered as Bay also. On the basis of this law, the only fact of the day is Shehu in Maziki, the Bay of Shehu in Maziki, Elo Mazik in Kenya. Elo Mazik in Kenya. Mashim Kenya, Kenya, the Yuan Shanotu, they do have one of their attributes of Bay. Namely, the Nizek works with the Mazik. So the fact that they possess the one attribute of Bay, that the Nizek walks to the Mazik, so anyway, they can be a chiyuv of Bayer in spite of the fact that they don't possess the other attribute of Bayer, or Huzak, because of this says, since it possesses the attribute of the Nizek coming to the Mazik, so anyway, it can be considered the total of Bayer, even though it doesn't possess the other attribute of Bayer, that it's Huzak, that it's Hizik, not Huzak. Because the fact that it's Hizik, so that makes it even better. As long as it has the attribute of Bayer, consisting of the Nizik coming to the Mazik, even though it doesn't possess the other attribute of Bayer, of being Huzak rather than Hizik, so he says, this is a Bayer of Hizik. So, there is no aloha that Bayer must be Dafke Huzak, and the contrary, Hizik is more humble than Huzak. That's the aloha that the Torah said in respect of Bayer, that even Huzak is higher. So we have by Gabi Odom, we have an analogy. Odom is Odom, and Odom is higher than for Huzak. So by Shea there is no chiyuv of Huzak by Shea. By Odom there is a chiyuv of Huzak. So, and by Odom there is a chiyuv for Hizik too. So in other words, so just as by Odom we have a form of Odom of Hizik and we have a form of Huzak. So by Bayer, as long as it possesses the attribute of the Nizik coming to the Mazik, the Nizik coming to the Mazik, so mainly it can be considered total Bayer. But it's not completely similar to the regular Bayer, because the regular Bayer is Huzak. So, there can be. So this is what he is saying. The only pedic we do, Shehiruch and Mazikin, is Bayer Shehiruch and Mazik and Mazik and Kenya. In other words, just as by Odom. So we have two kinds, two forms of Odom and Mazik. Odom and Mazik are the Hizik, and Odom and Mazik are the Huzak. So by Bayer, we can have two Bayers. We can have the Bayer of Huzak, that's the ordinary Bayer. So that's a Bayer of Huzak. But then there is an essential attribute of Bayer. What is it? The fact that the Nizek comes to the Mazik. So case of you and Shinoch with the Bayer, the Nizek comes to the Mazik does go to the Nizek. So that brings it within the category of Bayer. But you ask, but it's not similar to the regular Bayer. The regular Bayer is Huzak. This Bayer is easy. So he says, the fact that it's easy rather than Huzak, that's no reason. It's a Maile. It's a Chumre. By what do we also find two forms of Maziki, of Huzak and Hizik. So by Bayer, there is a Chiyu for Huzak, that's the ordinary Bayer, and there is a Chiyu for Hizik. And that is case of Yuan. Shenoflu, Viziku Bishasnifil. So that case says, actually, we could be done to H2. But since the same case of Yuan Lachanfil comes within the category of Bayer, and Bishasnifil, it also has the essential attribute of Bayer, of the Nizek coming to the Mazik, rather than the Mazik coming to the Nizek. So everything is told of Bayer. You be shasnifil. All right, now. There won't be any Shia on Thursday because I want you to give time for Hazor, for learning the Gemara. So on Thursday, there will be Shia Ruchas Nidia. and I missed this year, it was me yesterday. Now, so the prayer will be this way. If you want that the prayer should be given someday and have an extra Shabbos for Hazorah, so I'm willing, but that's up to you, for you to decide. So there will be no jury until next week in the podcast.
Down Baba Kamachov Gilmachesh when he Toshiman Gimel, November 9th, 1982, on Tuesday. Given in Anche Motlov.
Last time, so we discussed the tesis of Lashriya Biram Isgalgir. And we didn't discuss it very thoroughly. I mean, the question arose in this tesis because Rashi says we are not geiris. Rashi doesn't say why we're not geiris, but tesis says that the reason is why Rashi is not geiris. This geiris is because the Gemara says Naminiach in darkon shal miyodom lizbenim bidrochi. In darkon shal miyodom lizbenim bidrochi. So Mimele, that means it's an onus gomor. An onus gomor is potter. So Mimele, the Gemara couldn't ask, because in other words, if a person, while he walks, and he pushes, let's say, a chevel or a pebble, a stone, so he should be chayev, he's an onus gomor, in darkon shel yodom lizbenim bidrochim. So Tesis says, no, we can accept the Gersi. So he says, So then we say he doesn't have to pay for breaking the keli because in darkness no one has been midrochim. You can't expect every person when he walks in the street to be, he should keep his eyes down and see exactly what he steps upon. So mashein came when a person tosses someone, something, let's say a rope or a stone. So for that is not an onus gomor, because even though it's in dark and he's been a midrochim, but it's dark and shod niodom to watch the way they are going, not to toss and to kick anything that he passes by as he walks in the street. So he's not an Islam. So mainly we can be geiris. So Tesis accepts the geiris. So in other words, that when the Mishnah says that's how the Shavu Shaben, so the Mishnah is Marbe Beiram is Galgel Raglu Odom Raglu Beim, or Lasiya Beiram is Galgel Raglu Odom Raglu Beim, or so Eichadomi. I Badi the Azle Kamaske, that let's say and one person left a rope or a stone in the street, and then another person as he was walking, so he kicked the rope, he kicked the stone, and then he was mazik. So why do we have to resort to the tzarashove? He should be chayev because keirehu uloch epolich keirehu v'yishayev hamgalgel hakil v'loy balatkol. So now let's say Ruvain left the takore, he left the stone or the rope, and Shimon, as he passed by, so he kicked it and he was mazik. So then Shimon should be mechayev everything, and the blatu kolenat v'aval gav v'gavi kelev she'enota l'charore v'holach l'godish u'por b'gmore l'chayu b'lagacheles name she'u b'lagacole. So the b'lagacheles is mechuyev ha'ine mishum di kelev lav badeu Aber hoche hamigalgel badeo. So the migalgel is a badeo. So memela, if he does it bikavone, so then he is mechuyev and the balatakol is pota. Teida. The immediately keishu boache visorav talis chaverei. Oy chof abeiru boache vidochav she chaverei lisechei. In svore she is chayev balashei oy balaish. Vamigalgel biragle abeimo. Im hizig balidozle. So, tzva. So he says, in svore she is chayev balashei balaish. Vamigalgel biragle abeimo. Im hizig balidozle. Yischayev bushneyem balabeimo balatakol. But if an odom is migalgel a certain takole, so then the bala takole is pota, and the odom is mechuyev. If the odom did it bekavon, if the odom did, v'od amrino lekamon fira kaporo, sheiv odom shedoch libeil in yizok mkulo chayovi. So in other words, so each one is chayev. The odom is chayev, the bala sheir is chayev, the bala beil is chayev. The mashma filo bala beil, so lechleimah the mayre odom beloy kavoni. The chivn deim bekavone klal chayev bala beil kmoy odom. So Teisa says that when does the Odom pater the Balabei or the Balatakole? Only if the Odom is Bikavone. But if the Odom Shaloi Bikavone, then the Abot Mechuyev. Now the question arises, so how did Teisa say? Teisa say that Ulohe Porich, Keiche Uvi Yishayev Amigal Galhakel Uloi Balatakole. But in this case, the Gemara didn't mean that Tassarashole Shebehem is reference to the case where the Migalgel is mischaving to kick the Takole, the Evan, or the rope. Rashi said, Rashi is not Geiris that in the Gemara, because according to Rashi, see, in view of the fact that he does it inadvertently and unintentionally, so Memele is an Onuzgom. That's how Tesis understands Rashi. So Teisa says no, he's not an Onis Gomo, because we do not say in Darkon Shal Neodom he's been Bitrochim to such an extent inadvertently he should be been, but Bichavone it isn't the case where he kicks the Takole Bichavone. So then what Neodom Bichavone, how would Rashi say that we are not Geiris it? So obviously reference to where the Odom the Migal Tensheya, he's not an Onis Gomo Kipisheya or an Onus, not an Onis Gomo, but if he's a pish, if he, in as much as he doesn't do it bikavone, so then we is chagel hakel. But he says himself that when does an odom leave the odom, but if the odom bikavone, then choyev. And here the Gemara obviously does not have reference to the case where the odom was migalgel bikavone. But sure, the question of what say you is chayev amgalgel hakel between the ratio of the teisves and the teisves. So we said no, because according to in the case where the migal, the case where it's not bikavone, where is the pesheya? The teisves say loy bikavone, and he doesn't where pesheya is an onus, but not is potali. But if he's an onus, not an onus gamu, and the pesheya isn't either, so then he's mechuyev because odom mued leilom. But in such a case, he doesn't relieve the balatakole of tashlumi. Then they are both mechuyev. But if he is b'mischavi mamesh the megalgel, or not mamesh mischavi a pisheya, so then the megalgel is chayev and the balatakole is potali gamre. Because Teisa says ulohe porich keiche uvi yischayev amgalgel hakaloi balatakole, and he's not an onus gomo because dalkei the linyan kidei shelo yeichol kolkar b'chizek sheyatizu v'yaziku dalat mischen. So Yischayev, so Odom Biv Hakel, and Odom that is not Mischav Mamish, but is negligent, he's a Pesheya, as long as he's not an Enes, so he relieves the Balat. It is that the Odom, the Migalgel, relieves the Balatakole, not only in the case of. Now we have two kinds of Shmira in Izoke. We have Shmira Mulo. Shmira Pru, that he exercised sufficient care. Shmira, even the Hezek to a Ruach Shena Mitsuyo, couldn't take place either. That's Russian Mitzvah. Now, we know that Karen, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so Karen and Chen and Regal and Beir and Eish are only Mechuyev in case there is negligence or consisting in the failure to exercise Shmira Prusa. But if the owner of the Eish, of the Beir, of the Chen, the Regal, the Karen, exercise to prevent a hezek through a ruach mitzuyah, but he didn't exercise shmira mulo, so then he is potter. Who is chayev even if he exercised Shmira Pusa, as long as he didn't exercise Shmira Mula, so he's chayev. So, since the Yisrashita is that an order Migalgil is chayev Hakil, and he patters the Baal at a kole, in the case where is Mishav Mamesh, in the case where is Pesheya. What does it mean, Pesheya? Pesheya means that he didn't exercise Shmira Pusa. So when doesn't he patter the Balada Kole if he exercised Shmira Pusa against the Vach Mitzuyo, but he didn't exercise Shmira Mulo? So then the question arises, we didn't discuss it at that time. V'hodam v'rikapo, full chayovim, dimashma afilu balabeir, tzorchim ademayoi kavone, dichim deim v'kavone klal, chayu balabeir kmo yodo. Now, so he says, so what does it mean, baloi kavone? So, we mentioned, Tesis emphasizes the chidn de klach pesheya is not even next, but text. So, it says, so Mora says, Shea Vodom Shadok would be in his open kul chayov, Vodom Shalui bikavone klach, Shalui bikavone klach mean. Not even the pshio mean the seal. And then Tesis says, Lin dalidvorim chayev, dalidvorim means nezek tzar ripusheves. Our base is in chayev. But nezek tzar ripusheves is chayev. Since when is a person who is not guilty of negligence in Shmira, even without an ezek, but in regard to Dalit Vorim, not only Beishes, even Tzar, Ripusheves, the Aloche is, and that's the Gemore. The second, if he fell off Beruach Mitzuyo, then he is higher for Dalit Vorim, except Beishes, because Mamesh. But if he fell off the Gag, Beruach Sheino Mitzuyo, so then he is higher. Only Nezek, Tzar Ripushev is not. Even though Adam with Leilom, but the Aloha of Adam with Leilom, that even one is Chayev, applies only to Nezek. It doesn't apply to Tzar Ripushev. That's a Gemara Mephoreshes. At the end of the second period, Dav Chob Zayin, Omed Aleph. The tenth line from the top. Ve'yom Arab, no fal mereisha kitzuyo. Vehizi kubiyesh chayev al nezek upota b'dalei dvorim b'ruach mitzuyo vehizi kubiyesh chayev b'dalei dvorim upota l'beishes. So beishes requires kavone, but the rest of the dalei dvorim tzar ripusheves don't require kavone mamish, but only b'ruach mitzuyo when he's a pesheya gomo. But if he's not a pesheya, even though onus is chayev, so onus is chayev only in nezek, but onus is not chayev in the other tashlumi, in tzar ripusheves. So there is a stire. We encounter a stire here on this basis. On one hand, Tesis says that there is a distinction between migalgal bikavone and migalgal shlo bikavone. And that was shown that when Tesis says migalgal bikavone, so patterns the Balat HaKole, he doesn't mean Davke Kavone Mamesh, but even Migalgal Bipshie, where he was negligent in failing to exercise even Shmira Pruso. So he too is Pater. Lord Mishpira is goofy all of them. And that's the same aloche, like the Chiyuv Tashlumim for Sheir and for Beir and for Eish, because he didn't exercise the Shmira, not for the Maise Ezek. And because of that aloche, so even Huzak is Chayef, even though there is no Maise Ezek, if a person trusts himself in the street and another person trips over him, so he's also Chayef with another Mazik. There is no Maise Ezek. There is no Maise Ezek, but you're dying. If a person will prostrate himself in the street and then another person will trip over him and get killed, he will not be Chayev Mrs. Bezen, because there is no Maise Ritzicha B'Yadayim. But here is Chayev, not because of the Maise Ezek, but because of Odom Shmuras Gufe Olofu. So Mele is Chayev even the case of Huzak. So there are two separate Mechayevim in Odom HaMazik. One is on the score of the Maise Ezek in the Posik of Makibayim Yishalmeno, and then because of Adam Shpira's group, and the Gemara says, Kishod is Be'er v'chad minaye asinon kule. So Mimele, so we can learn out Adam HaMazik from Be'er and Chen, from Be'er and Regel, from Be'er and Eish. So that's a general Mechayev of Shmiros on Alecho, of Adam Shpira's group, Olofu. So Mimele, when is he Mechuyev for the Maise Ahezek? We explain it. That when is Mechuyev for the underscore of the Maise Ahezek? That is, if it's bikavone, or if he's a pesher. Mashein kein, if he's neither bikavone, nor a pesher, he's an onus, not an onus gomo. So then he's potter because of the aloha of onus rachmone patre. Now you'll ask, that I didn't explain last time, you'll ask, how can we say onus rachmone patre, monefsher, he's not an onus gomo? Because if he's an onus gomo, so even of nezek is potter. So we say, that Nezek is Chayev and Onus not an Onus Gomor. So then, of the other Dalit Vorim is Potter, if he's an Onus. But of Nezek is Chayev. But Monefshach, if it's on the basis of the Chiyuv for the Maise Hezek. So, if in regard to the Chiyuv for the Maise Ezek, we apply the Aloche of Onus Rachmone Patre, so how can we say that he is not Mechuyev if he is not a Peshaya, if he is an Onus? If look, Onus Rachmone Patre applies only to a case where he is an Onus Gomo. So I didn't discuss that, but the Aloche is that there are two kinds of Enes Alpidim. There are two Psukim, the Rambam. I don't have the first Chelik Rambam here, but the Rambam Milchas Yiseida Ateira. So when he mentions the Aloche that on three Averes it's Yehori Val Yaver, Avizor Gilarais Yishochzdomim, so the Rambam says that Im Ova Veloi Nerag is so he's Potter of Mise, of Kores, of Mise Bishamayim, of everything. He's Potter. Even though he's Mechuyev to be Mise Nefesh himself, he's still Potter. And then he says, so he mentions the aloche of Lanar Lissasid Bavo, and then the Rambam mentions the posik, the drosh in the Safro, because in the parasha of Melech, Vayikochov posikei visamti ani esponai boishahu maver azar lamel visamti ani esponai boishahu mishpachti vichate isis vazim achov business achi amel en mikerevam. So the Safro that Yerushalayim says visamti ani esponai boishahu hahu veloy shegeik hahu veloy onus hahu veloy mute. So the Rambam says that if someone was over v'loy ne'arag and sholish averes eilu, so he's potter of olonshin. Afilo horag beines, so he's potter. Loshen Rambam is afilo horag beines. even Yetzirah. So he says, Shenema, even Lanagali Sasidavo, and then he says, Vinema, Vinosati Esponai, Boyishahu, Mipiashmu Alomdu, Boyishahu, Ahu Viloyene, Ahu Vilishayek, Ahu Viloyene, Ahu Vilaymut. So the Rambam mentions that Roshe also, and it is interesting. You see, in that Roshe, the Tiras Kiyanim is Mimayit, not only Onus from the Chiyuv Koras, but Shegig also, Mute also. What does Mute mean? Mute means a person who is misguided. That's, let's say, a Tinik Shenish Babinakum. Not only if he's such a Tinik Shenish Babinakum, he never heard of the Torah. Even if he heard, the Rambam paskins that the Karoyim, the Karoyites, who were raised by parents who are Karoyim, so they don't have a din of Imumah, because Onus Rachmone Patre. So Rabbi Yo Mizrochi explains it on the basis of the Droshe. Ahu vili onus, ahu vili sheik, ahu vili mute. Now, so it doesn't mean that the Karaites don't know the Tereshe Baal Peh. They know the Tereshe Baal Peh. But they still have a din of onus. They still have a din of onus, because they were raised by parents that way. So they have a din of onus. But sheik is not the same as onus. Let's say sheik, if somebody is Michal Shabbos b'sheik, so he has to bring a call. If somebody is Michal Shabbos Beines, he doesn't have to bring a call. Naram Rosso, if she'll be Mizane B'Sheik, she has to bring a call. But if Naram Rosso is raped, she doesn't have to bring a call. So there is a difference between Shegeik and Onus. No, I had it here. I gave it to someone. There is a machlekes in Shabbos in Perek Ragodol. Suppose now someone is a tinik shenish babinakum, and he was machal Shabbos many Shabboses, 100 Shabboses, and he didn't know of there is such a thing as Shabbos in the Torah. And then he finds out there is such a thing as Shabbos. So the rabbonim say he has to bring one call. And Mumbe says, Itinik Shenish Rabinakum is Potter of the Kol. Now we pass on like the Rabbonah, that Itinik Shenish Rabinakum is Chai of the Kol. But Mumbe says, Itinik Shenish Rabinakum, Shalishoma das Ayhudi Meilom, so is Potter of the Kol. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samaches Amad Bey says, Klal Omru B'Shabbos, Kol HaShechi Yachika Shabbos, V'yoso Meloch Esarbe, B'Shabbos Esarbe, Ein Chai V'Lachas, Keitzan, Tinik shenish will be nanochim, the girl shenizgaya be nanochim, the osam loch is arbe, the shabbos is arbe, in a chayev ala chatas achas, the chayev ala dam vala chile, vala vizore, umumbes peiter, the kacho yo mumbes, don lifne rabba kive, hoi umeizi koro chete, vishayi koro chete, ma meizi choi solo yidie, af shegeik, choi solo yidie. So mumbes, shite is, that is tinik shenish babinakum, who never heard of Shabbos miyomo, so he's not chayv achatos. Why? Because he's considered as an onus gomor. And Mumbe says, hoy lo meizit kol chayde, v'sheigi kol chayde, ma meizit choyso yidi, afshei choyso yidi. In other words, so Mumbe is saying, even Mumbe will be made if he's a tinek shenishbo who knew about Shabbos and still he was mechal Shabbos. Because he was raised that way. So even after finding out there is such a thing as Shabbos, so he continues to be Michal Shabbos, then Mumbes is also made there. That when he becomes a Baal Tshuva, so he has to bring a Chatos. When does Mumbes say that that Tinik Shenishwa bin Ako or Gea Shenizgaya bin Anochi, and he didn't know of Shabbos, and then when he finds out he doesn't have to bring Chatos, if he didn't know of Das Ayhudim Eilom, of Shabbos, but if he did know, and he continued to be Michal Shabbos because he was raised that way, then in Mumbes is made it, that he has to bring Chatos. So, what is the distinction between a Tinik Shenishbo who never knew of Shabbos, and a Tinik Shenishbo who knew, but he still was Michal Shabbos for a certain time? If he's a Tinik Shenishbo who never heard of Shabbos, so then he's considered a nonus gomo. So the male, he says, he cannot be mechuyev chatos, because chatos means, if somebody is mechuyev kom, what is kom? Kapor. That means that he's a chayte, he has a shem chayte. Of course, there is a difference between a chayte b'meizit and a chayte b'sheyik. A chayte b'meizit has a shem roshe. A chayte b'sheyik has only a shem chayte, not a shem roshe. So of course, there is a difference in the degree of chayte. But sheyik is a chayte. Sheyik is a chayte. Onus, let's say a Nara Moroso, if she was forced, she's not a chetas. That's the pshutish on mikro. Vilanarel is sasedorok, yasha yokum, ish al reyu, ritzoche, kein adom raze. Eilanarel chet mishpat moves. Ki yasha yokum, ish al reyu, ritzoche, kein adom raze. What does it mean? Yasha yokum, ish al reyu, ritzoche. So, is the Narak, does the Narak have a shem chete just because he was killed? So, the Nara Moroso, who was forced, she's a nus of muro. She is faultless. It might have a lemebat. She couldn't do anything. She's not at fault. So then, that's an onus gomo. That's an onus gomo. That it means might have a lemebat. So onus gomo means might have a lemebat. He is completely faultless. So an aram roso that was an answer is an anus of muro because might have a lemebat. So she doesn't even have ishem chetas. Now the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Bichashuv Aloch Aleph, call. Kol avir shebateo bein oso yisei bizodnu bin shkogo ki sheyoshuf hashefei mechatoye lifnei adishem yitzorich liyisvadis. So the Rambam says bein bizodn bin shkogo. Why doesn't the Rambam say bein bizodin bin shkogo bein beines? The answer is because the Roshna Rambam is mitzvah eser achas yeishbo in Hilchas Tshuva vihu sheyoshuf hacheitei mechatoye lifnei adishem viyisvadis. So in other words, the mechayev of tshuva is the shem roshe and chayte of the gavre. If a person doesn't avere, doesn't make what kind of avere, whether it's an avere chmur or an avere kalo, or it's a draiser or a drabonon, or it consists of violating a niser, or being mevatel a nese, or a nese drabonon, so the gavre requires the shem chayte. So if a gavre sinned, he committed a sin, so the gavre is sinful, the gavre has a shem chayte, so he's mechuyev to do tshuva and be mafkia the status of roshe and chayte. Changes his status from roshe into a tzadik. So sheyeg also has a shem chayte, so he's mechuyev to do tshuva. But nara meroso shenen so, she doesn't have a shem chitas, that's the pshutish on mikro, ki asher yokum ei ish al reyu, and the Sifri says Eila Naro Vanaro is Asidobo. So that implies that she is Turo, that Onus is Potter of Mise, of Kores, of this Shemayim, of Malkis. Eila Naro Chait Mishpat Moves Milamit. That's what the Sifri says. She Potter af Minako. So an Onus Gomor is not only Potter of Mise, he's potter of Kom too, because Kom is Kapore. When is Yeshaya Kapore? If the Gavre is Shem Chete. So this is what Mumbe says. Tinik Shenishbo bin Anochim v'lo yishoma das Yehudi Meilom v'lo yoda mishabes Meilom. Then when it becomes about Tshuve, so he doesn't have to bring a Chatos. Why? Because who is Mechuyev to bring a Chatos? Is Sheigik. Sheigik is a Chete. Of course he's not a roshe, but he has a shem chayte. Mashein kin onus gomo doesn't have a shem chayte. So he says, "Hoy lo meizit v'kacho yom mumbes don lifnei Rav Akiva. Hoy lo meizit kor chayte v'sheyi kor chayte. Ma meizit choyso lo yedie af sheyi choyso lo yedie. But the tinek shenish bin ha'akum who had no yedie of Shabbos is an onus gomo. Is my havel mevat. What could you expect of him? So that's why he's poter even of kom, because he's an onus gomo." And if he is a kliyik shenishbo who already heard of Shabbos and still he continued to be mechal Shabbos, then he's not an honest gomor. So even mumbes will be made that he's chayav kol, he's chayav kol. Now the rabbonon achilik a mumbes, because the rabbonon hold that even kliyik shenishbo bin akum lo shoma das ayhudi meilom is not an honest gomor, because he had an opportunity to find out, even though he didn't find out. But if he did his utmost, he would have found out. The reason as to why he didn't find out, because he was not interested in doing his utmost. So Mimele, he's not an honest gomor. But the Rabbonon of Mumbes are also maybe that a Tinek Shenishba bin Akum, not only a Tinek Shenishba bin Akum, who is Shoma Das Ayhudi Meilom, even if Shoma Das Ayhudi Meilom, a Din Onus, yes. So there are two kinds of Onusi. There is one who is an Onus Gomo of Mai Havel Meba. And then there is another one who is not Mamesh an Onus, but who has a Din Onus. Now, let's say, Naram Rosso Shezin Sobeines, so she is an Anus Ogmur, she doesn't even have to do Tshuva. But let's say, somebody was forced, an Anus forced a Jew to shmad himself, to behave with Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, he'll kill him. And he wasn't Misa Nefesh himself. So he was evil. He didn't have it. The Rambam says he's part of Misa. Does he have to do tshuva? Of course he has to do tshuva. Because this kind of an onus is not an onus gomor. How can we say he is an onus gomor? After all, the Torah says, Yoi wa yaveh, and he is over Avodah Zarah. An onus gomor. That's an onus gomor. He violated the Torah. But he still has a din onus. So the halacha of onus rachmone patre applies to him, even though he's not an onus gomor. So, as far as the din onus of someone who was mechuyev to be meisa nefesh himself, but in order to save his life, he wasn't meisa nefesh himself, so he has a din of onus, so his status is the same as the status of a sheik. So every sheik could also have a din onus in respect to Mise and to Malkis, but not in respect to Korm, because Korm, who is potter of Korm? Someone who is an onus gomor of my havel levavat, when he is not even at fault in any way, because the Sifri learns out, deduces from the posik, kikash ein la naro chait mishpat moves kiyal yishiyok mishal reyo ein la naro chait milamei chip tura afilo mir Korm. That's an onus gomor. So there are two kinds of onus. There is an onus who is an onus gomor, and that's much more than Shegek. The Shegek has a Shem Chayte. Onus doesn't even have a Shem Chayte. Shegek has to be Tshuve. Onus, an onus gomor, doesn't have to be Tshuve. And then there is someone who is not an onus gomor, like someone who was either on the three Averes, that is Yoi or Yaver, and is Ovavul in Erag, so he's a Chayte. But he has a Din onus. He's Potter of Mise. But he has the same status as a sheik. Now, when the Safro deduces from the posik, Visamti es ani es ponai boish ahu, ahu velo yonus, ahu velo sheik, ahu velo imute, ahu velo imute. So, that doesn't mean that he's an honest gomor. Voraye, this Safro, this droshe, mentions, b'chode machte, onu sheigeit mute. What does mute mean? Mute means a misguided person. Someone who was raised, let's say, a tinik shenishbo. Even if he knows of das ayudin. But since he was raised that way, so he's a mute. He's a mute. He was misguided. He's misguided because he was raised that way. So he also has a din of onus. Now, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Mumbes. The Rambam paskin in Hilchesh Gogeis that a tinik shenishbo bin akum. Afilu loishoma das ayhudim eilom, the Rambam Hilchesh Gogeis says, is kishi yoshuv, so he has to bring a korm for all the chilul Shabbos that he did. Like the Rabbonon of Mumbes. Why? Because only Mumbes holds that the tinik shenishbo bin akum who loishoma das ayhudim eilom is an onus gomor. But the Rabbonon hold even loishoma das ayhudim eilom is not an onus gomor. But the din onus he certainly has. But the din onus is not different than a sheik. Because only an onus gomor is mufti of the Shem Chayte. Because my havel mevat, ein la naro chet mishpat moves. But someone who is not an onus gomor, who is at fault, but he still has a din eines, because of certain reasons, either because the alternative would have been to give up his life, so maybe he has a din of onus, or because he was a tinik shenishbo, he's misguided, and every sheikh does not have a din of onus, does not have a din of onus gomo, but a din of onus every sheilikes. Now we find in the Ramban in regard to another halacha in Perek Chof Dalet Milchas Ishes. Now the halacha is that in Ishes Yisrael shezin so birotzen tachas bailo, so she's asur le bailo. But the Torah says v'hi loy nitfosa, thus implying if nitfosa, if she was false beines, so then she's muteres le bailo. She's muteres le bailo. What if a woman is mizame tachas bailo b'sheigek? But I don't mean b'sheigek in meres muta. Then she's asur le bailo, the Marik says. But suppose in sheigek she made a mistake. She thought it was her husband, and it turned out to be somebody else. So she's also muteres le bailo. So the Rambam says, the Rambam says that in Perik Chof, in Perik Yutes and Chof, hoyisho shezin so tachas bailo b'shgogo ibeines. Harizu muteres le bailo. Shenemar v'hi loy nitposo, ho nitposo muteres. Bein shon so akum bein shon so Yisrael. So how do we know that beinish is muteres le bailo? Because the Torah says loy nitposo. She wasn't false. But if she was false, she muteres le bailo. So that tells us that beinish she's muteres le bailo. How do we know that b'shgogo she's also muteres le bailo? So in the Rambam in Halacha Chof explains it. V'din hashigeges. V'din haneneses echodu shashgogo tzad eines yeishbo, because actually here the Torah doesn't say that ishishi shezin so bishgogo is mitaras lebailo. The Torah says ishishi shezin so beines is mitaras lebailo. V'hi loy nitvoso, if she wasn't forced, but if she was forced, if she was anuso, she mitaras lebailo. How do we know that even though she was not forced, but she was a shigeges, she made a mistake, she thought it was her husband, she's also muteres le bailo? So, not on the basis of shgoga per se, because there is no aloche that ishishi shezin so bishegeg is muteres le bailo. There is aloche of ishishi shezin so beil muteres le bailo. The answer is, every shgoga has an aspect of anus in it. Not an anus gomo. So he says, eidin onus, shehashgoga tzad anus yeshbo. Perek Chof Dalet Milchas Ishes Halacha Chof has a din onus, but in order to be potter for a korban, so a din onus is not enough. He has to be an onus gomo of my havel lemabad, completely faultless. But if he is at fault, if he or she is at fault, then he's not an onus gomo. So b'meila he is a chayte. But then there is another halacha of vinosati esponai boish ahui. So ahu viloy. Onus ahu veli shegik ahu veli mute. What does ahu veli onus mean? Ahu veli onus means if the akum forced him to be makrif as neila melech, otherwise he'll be killed. So of course he's mechuyev to be misanefesh himself. He's certainly a chayte melech is avir zore. I mean, you can say a melech. So then it's chitzicha too. He sacrifices his child. His child to the Moloch. The answer is, the Ramban says that not every time someone was makriv the child to the Moloch, so he killed it to them. Sometimes he died in the fire. But they believe that those pagans, they believe that as long as you carry through the child through the fire, even though he's just singed and he remains alive, so they are already mikayim there. Their obligation. So, in other words, so makriv is neila melech many times involved ritziche, but not always. But certainly, if somebody will be forced to be makriv neila melech, otherwise he'll be killed, even if he knows that he'll have to do it in such a way that the child will not die, will just receive a certain burn by passing him through the fire, so he's mechuyev to misanevesh himself on the score of avodah zarah. So still the Safro says visamti ani esponai bo ishahu hahu vileonus. That means if somebody was mavev neila melech beines, even though he's a chete, he's mechuyev to misanevish himself, melech is avarizore, but he's potter, of course. So in other words, so that's the raye, that even when he's not an onus gomo, but still, if he has a din onus, he's also part of Torah. But there are two kinds of onus. There is an onus who comes within the aloche of ein la naro chit mishpat moves. That has reference to an onus gomor. So that kind of an onus is potter given of ikorban. Why? Because he doesn't even have shem chayte. And then there is another inus that he has a din onus, but not an onus gomor in the sense of my havel mebat. So the one who has a din onus is not potter of korban, but he is potter of mise, of kores, of malkes, of mise de shamay, of mise de shamay. So mimele. Now there is another halachi. In Ritziche we have three kinds of shgogo. In Ritziche, Ritziach b'shgogo is chayv goles. Then we have a Ritziach, a shegi korev leines, not onus gomo, but korev leines. And then we have a shegi korev lemezi. So a regular shegi means that he's very negligent. I mean, he's negligent, not very negligent, but negligent. But Shegi Korveines means that he's not negligent at all. He was not Peshe at all. So, and Shegi Korvemez, it means that he was very negligent, culpable negligence. So then Goles is no kapor. Now, a Shegi, if it's a real Shegi, so then he's Chayv Goles, and if the Giladam kills him, not in the Orem Miklot, so he's potter of mis, if he's a real Shedik. Suppose someone is a Ritziach Shedik or Leines, if the Giladam kills him, he doesn't have to go to Orem Miklot, because his Avera doesn't require the Kapora of Orem Miklot. But if a Giladam kills him, he's Chayv Mis, like a Ritziach Gom. Then there's a Shedik or Lemezit, who is not Gilad Orem Miklot, because Orem Miklot is not enough of a Kapora for him. And a sheik called the mezit, if the Adam kills him, so he's potter. Now the Rambam, in Hilchas Ritziach v'Shmiras Nefesh, the Rambam says in Perek Vov, in Hilchas Ritziach v'Shmiras Nefesh, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, Halacha. So the Rambam says as follows: Shlei Shohei Ha-heyogim b'loi kavon. They are Shlei Shohim ha-heyogim b'loi kavon. Yei sherik b'shgogo v'alomo gmuro v'zehu shenem abei v'ashol itzodo v'dine sheyigle lo v'miklot v'yinotzil k'mo shebe'anu. That's a regular shegi. Not shegi kol v'meizit, not shegi kol v'enes. V'yei sherik ha-loche gimlo, he says. V'yei sherik v'ti ha-shgogo korev v'enes. V'hu sheyera b'mis ha-ze מאירו פלא שאיני מוצו בריב מאירוי איז מיודום ודיני שהוא פוטה מן הגולס ואם הוג יגיל אדם ואם הוג יגיל אדם נרגלו so the God Adam is חייב מזה so he's פוטר of גולס because he doesn't need גולס ויהי שירק בשגוגו ותהי השגוגו קריבו לזודי והוא שיהיה בדובו כמי פשיעה אוי שהוי אלוי לאיזויה ולוי מזה ודיני שנגלה מפני שעבי נחומו אין גולס מחפר אסלי ואין אורי מיקלות קילטיס איסי שאין קילטיס אלא המחוי את גולס בלבד לפיכוך אם מוציא גיל אדם בכל מוקים והוג יפותה so there are two רוצחים who don't go to אורי מיקלות a ריציח שי קור ומזית he doesn't go to אורי מיקלות ריציח שי קור ומזית but there is a basic difference a ריציח קור ולאינס doesn't go to אורי מיקלות because he doesn't need the kapore of אורי מיקלות a ריציח שי קור ומזית doesn't go to מיקלות because אורי מיקלות is no kapore for him. It's got a lavenim in say. And if a Giladam, if a Ladam kills a regular Sheyeik, Chutzlor in Miklot, he's potter of Misi. Indoor in Miklot, he's higher Misi. If he kills a Sheyeik of Leines, he's higher Misi. If he kills a Sheyeik of the Mezi, in any place. So he's potter of Misi. So we have three stages. In, let's say, in Adar Averes, so we know that the Sheyeik is higher Kol. So if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, the Sheyeik, he's chayv kom, whether he's in Mechal Shabbos b'shgogo gmuro, or he's Mechal Shabbos b'shegi kor v'enes, or he's Mechal Shabbos b'shegi kor v'mezit, so he's still chayv kom. Masha'in kin ligabe ritzeya b'shgogo, we have, there is no kom b'ritzeya b'shgogo, but there is goles. So we have three kinds of levels. We have regular shgogo, so he needs goles, and goles is a kaporo, and then we have Ritzeach Shegi Kol Reines who doesn't even need Goles, So if the Geladam kills him, he's a regular Ritzeach, he's Chayiv Mise, and then we have Sheikh called the Mezid, who doesn't go to Goles because he's got Lavinim Mise. But if the Geladam kills him, he's Potter. He's Potter. So, what's the Aloche? So, by Yisrael, in Dine Yisrael, so Sheikh called the Mezid is also considered Sheikh. If somebody is Michal Shabbos, B'sheyik, so he's a sheik called the Mezid, but he's still Chayv Achatos, he's not Chayv Mise. Now, the Gemara says in Makes, Ligabi Beneach, so if a Beneach is an Eimer Muta, Beneach, let's say he's David Avrizore or Ritziche or Arayes, he says he didn't know that it's Osa. So we say he's a sheik called the Mezid, Eimer Muta is Chayv. Because ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have known. So he's a sheik called the Mezid. So a Beneach, if he was there on one of the Zion mitzvahs, the sheik called the Mezid because he was an Eimer Muta, so then he's Chayv Mise. Masha'im Kein, if it's a regular Shgogo, so then he's Potter of Mise. If a Ritzeach will kill a human being, Sheikh called the Mezid. Sheikh called the Mezid. Let's say he'll throw a chetz out of the window into the street. He wasn't mishaven to kill somebody, but he just wanted to do an exercise in shooting. So he wasn't mishaven, he didn't know that somebody will pass through. His Chayv Mise is a Sheikh called the Mezid. Let's say if a Yisrael will do it, so he's Potter of Mrs. Bezin, because Sheikh called the Mezid is also Potter, but if the Adam can kill him. Because Sheikh called Mezid. Beneach, so for Sheikh called the Mezid is Chayiv Mise. Regular Shgogo, the Rambam says, is Potter. Regular Shgogo. Why? So apparently it seems like this, that by Yisrael, Shgogo can be Potter on two scores. Shgogo can be Potter if he's a real Sheikh, not Sheikh called the Mezid. Then we say that Hashgogo Tzadeines Yeshbo. So Mimele, he has a din of onus. He's not an onus gomo shgogo, but he has a din of onus. So Mimele is Potter on the score of onus, because every shgogo has its adenus, has a din onus, not an onus gomo, but he has a din onus. But Sheikh of the Mezid, and then by Yisrael, there is a separate ptur of shgogo. V'horaye, ligabei, din Yisrael, ligabei Mrs. Bezin and Malkes, even if somebody does the Avira b'Mezid, but without Asroi is also Potter. And what's the reason as to why without Asroi is Potter? Because vis-a-vis Chiyuv Mise, vis-a-vis Chiyuv Malkes, so even if he's Mezid, but if he didn't receive a warning, so the Mezid is not a Mezid Gomo, not vis-a-vis Kores, not vis-a-vis Mrs. Shemayim, but vis-a-vis Mrs. Bezin and Malkes. So Mezid means not only Mezid, but he has to be Musra also, and he has to be Mekabel Asroi. So by Yisrael there is a Ptur of Onus, and there is a Ptur of Sheik as such. Now, whenever the Ptur of Sheik as such applies, so even if he's not, even if he's a Sheik or the Mezid, he has a din of Sheik. Masha'im Kein, where the Ptur of Shkogo as such doesn't apply. Gabi Beneach, there is no Ptur of Sheikh per se. But the din of Onus Rachmone Patre applies to Beneach also. So Mimele, if he's a regular Sheikh, so then he has a din of Onus. But Sheikh called the Mezid, him a Mutter. He doesn't have a din of Onus. He doesn't know. He should have known. So Mimele, he doesn't even have a din of Onus. Now, it is interesting, if you look in the Rashi, so where do we find the concept of Sheikh called the Mezid? We find it in two places in Shas. We find it in respect to Ritzei Abishgogo. So Ritzei Abishgogo, if he's not called the Mezid, he's Chayiv Goles, and Goles is a Kapore. If he's a Sheikh called the Mezid, so then Goles is no Kapore, and the Kill Adam can kill him. And then we find the concept of Sheikh called the Mezid in regard to Beneach. A Beneach is Chayiv Mise al Zayin Mitzves, so he's Chayiv Mitzves. Is Chayiv Mise on Zayin Mitzves if he's a Mezid, and if he's a Sheikh called the Mezid. But if he's a full Shgogo, Nachi kolmezit, then he's potter of misa. Why? Because if he is a shegi kolmezit, then he doesn't have a din of onus. If he's just ish gogo, not a shegi kolmezit, then he has a din of onus. Now, but Rashi mentions the concept of shegi kolmezit in regard to dalet dvorim. Oh, the Mishneh, the chavov amedale, at the bottom. Odom u'evelo. Bin Shegig, Bin Mezid, Bin Neya, Bin Yosha. Sir Esen Chaveir, Evi Shiver Esa Keilin, Mishalim Nezek Sholem. Kot, so, Kotone, Sim Esen Chaveir, Edom Yer Shiver Esa Keilin, Ma Hosom Nezek Kein Abo Dvorim Lei, Af Sim Esen Chaveir, Nezek Kein Abo Dvorim Lei, Om Odom Ued Leilo, Om We Only Apply, Ligabi Nezek, Not Ligabi Gdali Dvorim, Not Ligabi Tzar, Ripu Sheves, Sheves, Bein Shesol, Requires Him Kavone. So look at the Rashi. Afsime in schaverei bishegei nezekei abodvorim loi tuli mechaive abodvorim eloi meizi toi korev li meizi. In other words, so it's a third place where Rashi applies the concept of korev li meizi. The Gemara mentions it explicitly in two areas, in the area of Ritzia Bishgogo and in the area of Meneach. So Meneach is chayiv mise if he's a shei kol lemezit, but if he's a regular shgogo, he's not chayiv mise. And eritzeach bishgogo, regular shgogo, so goles is a kapore for him, and the geladam cannot kill him, and eritzeach shei kol lemezit, so goles is no kapore, it's god lavein mise, and the geladam can kill him. And then, so Rashi mentions it in the third area. In other words, if somebody will be a mezid, so he'll be chayvel b'chaveir, he'll be mezid mamesh, he'll be chayv not only nezek, but nezek tzah ripu sheves. And beishes if he's mischav mamesh. Suppose he's not mischavin, he's not a mezid mamesh, but a shegi korev l'mezid. He's very negligent. He's a shegi korev l'mezid. So then he'll also be chayv not only nezek, but he'll be chayv Tzar, Ripu, Sheves. Beishes not. Now, suppose he is a regular Shgogo, not even Shegi called the Mezid, so that then he's Chayiv only Nezek. Because that's like Onus. Another word Leila. But Tzar, Ripu, and Sheves, he's Potter. Now, Rashi says that in order to be chayev all the dalit dvorim, not only nezek, but tzar, ripo, and sheves too, he has to be called amazing. Then the Gemara says, nofu minagag beruach mitzuyo, so vihizik, so he's chayev dalit dvorim, nezek, tzar, ripo, sheves. Nofu minagag beruach sheinu mitzuyo, so he's only chayev nezek. Ripo, sheves, tzar, ripo, sheves, he's not chayev. So we see that what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether he's a korev lemezid or not, ruach mitzuyo. In other words, if he didn't exercise even the minimum care, then he's a shei korev lemezid. But if he exercised the minimum care, but he didn't exercise maximum care against the ruach sheinu mitzuyo, then he's not a korev lemezid. He's an onus. So we see from this Rashi that in order that Ishgogo and Shaloi bin Ischavin should have a din on us, not be an honest Gomor, but a din on us, so it is necessary that he should not even be a Kol Mezid. And what is the criterion whereby you determine as whether he's Kol Mezid or not? Whether it's Ruach Mitzuyo or Ruach Sheni Mitzuyo. We see from this Rashi, it from Chayvi Baba Dvorim, Eloi Mezid Kol Mezid. Now, let us go back to this thesis. Lasuya Biram is Galva. Now, from this thesis, it's Muchach. From this thesis, it's Muchach that even the Migalgil is Migalgil that Akole Bikavone. So then, the Migalgil is Chayev Akil and the Baltakole is Potter. Why? Because if he's Migalgil Bikavone, then he's Mechuyev on the score of the Maisezek. Mashenk in the Baratakoli is only Mechuyev on the score of negligence. So that's the aloche. If one mazik is chayev on the score of the maise, and the other mazik is chayev only on the score of negligence, so the one who is chayev on the score of the maise, hezek, patters the one whose sole basis of liability is pshir. Now, not only if he's the migalgil does it be kavone mamish, even if he does it be pshir, what kind of pshir that is shegi kol lemezit? Ruach mitzuyo. That's the criterion whereby you determine whether whether he's shegi kol lemezit or he's a foolish gogo. In other words, if it's ruach mitzuyo, if he didn't exercise even minimum care, even shmir of chuso, so then he's a shegi kol lemezit. So then he doesn't have a din of anus. That's the reason as why a b'neach sheik al mezit is not potter of mise. Yisroel is potter because by Yisroel there is a special ptur of shgogo, but by b'neach there is no ptur of shgogo as such. There is only a ptur of bonus, not of shgogo as such. And so regular shgogo is an onus, has a din onus, but sheik al mezit does not have a din of onus. So memele, so. Teisa says that the Gemara's kashi is ibad the azlik maske kirchil will is chayiv amigalgil hakir, even though he didn't do it bikavone, he didn't kick it bikavone, but it's darkil is beinim sheloyatis, so that means he's a b'shea gomo, he's a sheik of the mezit, so he's mechuyev on the score of the ma'isa ethic. The balat kolis sole basis of liability is only negligence p'shea, so memele the migalgil who was a b'shea, who is a sheik of the mezit, patters the balat kolis of the chiyuv tashlumin. So then the question arises: how does this say? V'yod amrinu likamo v'feri kapor sheir v'yodom shedoch v'libeya v'yin nizok v'kulom chayovim dimash ma'afilu balabeya. But if the odom is bikavone, so then he patters the balabeya. So chlima the mayor odom b'loi kavone. But what does it mean b'loi kavone? B'loi kavone doesn't mean b'loi kavone. It means b'loi kavone klal. So Tesis itself emphasizes the chivin deim kavone klal. It means that the odom was deichiv in such a way that he wasn't even a pesheya. In other words, he was only guilty of failure to exercise shmira mule, but he was not guilty of failure to exercise shmira pruse. Shmira pruse, because if he was guilty of exercising shmira pruse, so then he should. So he's a sheik of the mezit. If he's sheik of the mezit, so then he's mechuyef on the basis of the ma'isa ezek. So then he should pater the balabeya. And there he says liyinizokim kolon chayovim. Say so he says vodam gino liyindalid dvorim ud mevlodes odem chayev haydalid dvorim ani nezek tzar vipu v'sheves. Avu beishes say. But it says in that case that is chayev tzar vipu v'sheves too. If he's chayev tzar vipu v'sheves, so that means he must have been Beruach Mitzuyo, because if it had been Beruach Sheli Mitzuyo, he wouldn't be Chayev Tzar Ripu Sheves. Now, so the question arises: so why does Teisa say the Mash Tzochlima the Ma'ir Odom Beloi Kavone the Chivin Dei Mikavone Klal Chayev Alabeit Mei Odom Monefshech? If it is, when do we say that Chayev Alabeit Mei Odom if it's Beloi Kavone Klal? What does Beloi Kavone Klal mean? He's not the Sheik of the Mezit. What does it mean not the Sheik of the Mezit? The Beruach Sheli Mitzuyo. And if it is the Ruach Mitzuyo, so you understand as to why he's Chayiv Dalei Dvorim, Nezek, Tzar, Ripu Sheves. But why doesn't he patter the Balabeya? So there is a stira in the Tesis Bnei Obey that we didn't discuss last time. So there is a stira in the Tesis Bnei Obey. On one hand, Tesis says that the Gemara of Sheir V'Odom, Shedoch V'Libeya, Linizokim Kol Chayovim, and Lin Dalei Dvorim, also Chayovim. So Teisa says on one hand that it has reference to the case of loy bikavone, loy kavone klal. What does it loy kavone klal mean? Loy kavone klal means not only that there was no actual kavone, that there was not even a pshie. What does pshie mean? He was not even sheik of the mezit. What does sheik of the mezit mean? So Rashi points out at the end of the second perek that sheik of the mezit means if there was a pshia of failure to exercise shmira pruso ruach mitzuyo. So now if there was such failure to exercise shmira pruso, the pshia of ruach mitzuyo, so then he should patter the balabeya. But the Gemara says that he doesn't patter the balabeya. The balabeya is chayev, he is chayev, the sheir is chayev, everybody is chayev. So obviously it must have reference to the case where the Odom was not even a sheik of the mezit. What does it mean, Natif Meshei Kol Lemezit? So Rashi says, Dafchov Zayin, it means that he was guilty only of failure to exercise Shmira Mule. Ruach Sheni Mitzuyo. But if it has reference, if the memory of Shem Olashach Lebeir has reference to the case where the tchife, the negligence, consisted of failure to exercise Shmira Mule, so why is it Chayv Dalet Vorim? Dalet Vorim is only Shayach when there is failure to exercise Shmira Pruze. So there is a stirim in Eibay in this thesis. So how can we explain this thesis? Now, this thesis in Bavakama Daf Nun Gimel also discusses it, and there he gives another teres. Last year I mentioned the variance between the thesis in Daf Nun Gimel and the thesis here Davon. שיר יודם שדוח לי בייר לא ישדוח אף אדם בכוונה דים כן בלה בייר המים יחייב ויותו אם יוסים אדם תליסי של חבירי בי של חבירי וכי ישחייב עלי so this is mentions that it's a double posture that vov and that nun gimel that if an odom will throw the bigot chavere in the fire of a third party, so the one who made the fire will be potter gamre, and the one who throws the baguette, he'll be chayvel.
Shir Chof Gimel Bava Kama continued. Tez Zayin Cheshvan Hey Tov Shemem Gimel November 2nd, 1982 on Tuesday continued.